ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3. I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, Doctor, Mr. MD, now can you tell me?
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here at Herb Talk. So magical engineer Frank and I are going to, we're going to do a great show. That's what we're going to do. Thanks for joining us here on American Voice Radio. We're going to talk about some medical blunders. Having fun with that. Also, we're going to talk about the synergistic effect of some of your herbs and why you might want to pair certain herbs together for more power. And we'll see how much time we have. We may even touch on blood clots. We'll see. But we got a whole bunch of stuff. But, hey, my quack report, heads up to Frank, is a little brief today. So just get ready for that. Also, if you are on the mailing list for the folks at Apothecary Herbs, and if you've been to the website, thepowerherbs.com, you see the new winter blowout special. Well, The coupon's not working in the cart very well, and so our IT Andre is on the case, so he's going to try to fix that, and our apologies if you've been shopping, filling up your cart with a bunch of goodies, and then the thing won't let you check out. I'm so sorry. Technology, isn't it great? Anyway, so just use the coupon a little later or just call in for the discount, and I'll let you know. We'll let you know. We'll say, Eureka, Andre fixed it, and we'll post it up on the homepage, okay? So there you go. Technology. All right, who do we got coming up? Well, we have Dr. Carly's going to be with us on the 17th of March. Mark your calendars. Of course, you can click on her link, her banner that's on our links page, and get over to her website, Reversing Vaccine-Induced Diseases, and check out what she's got going on. But she'll be with us on the 17th. Let us know what's coming up, especially with vaccines. That's what she specializes in, reversing vaccine-induced diseases. So I hope you can join us for that. Well, a big salute and Semper Fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I lift them up in prayer. I lift all of America up in prayer. As you know, I've been seeking the Lord's face, and I've been praying for righteous men of valor, men of wisdom, understanding, and knowledge to help get this this country back on course. Because, you know, America's problem is moral. If anybody's not figured that out by now, I don't know what to tell you. So we're going to have to ask for help. And the Lord says, you know what? All you have to do is ask me for help. But it's conditional what you got to do in order to get that help. We have to say we're sorry as a nation for doing some things we shouldn't have done, and repent and stop doing it. Yeah, and the way to know what we've done wrong is to find out what the Lord delights in. Then you'll know. So that means the Bible. Got to read it. Mind the time. It grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. All right. Thanks, Frank. Oh, goodness. Well, I don't know. I just think of old black and white movies when I'm going to read this to you. You know what I'm talking about. Italian surgeon is claiming that he's got the procedure perfected to graft a living person's head onto a donor body, yet wants to make it a reality. The first human head transplant could take place as early as 2 years from now. Italian surgeon Sergio Canavero, he told Turin Advanced, well, that's where he works, Turin Advanced Neuromodulation Group, they've been working on this procedure to graft a person's head onto a donor body, and it's going to be a reality real soon. So it's a breakthrough surgery, they call it, pioneering, saving lives, that's what they're saying, so they can take people who have maybe suffered from sort of degeneration of their muscles or nerve endings, or maybe even have advanced cancer, and they can swap their heads in their body. I know, it sounds like Frankenstein, doesn't it? Oh, that's what I thought of when I read this. So the New Scientist reported that Dr. Karen Avero plans to announce this project, this head-swapping project at the American Academy of Neurology and Orthopedic Surgeons Conference coming up in Annapolis, Maryland this June. I wonder how he'll be received. I wonder how this will go. So Cavanaro has published a paper on his technique. It will be, if it's not already published, it'll be in the Surgical Neurology International Journal. And what he does is he takes a recipient's head and a donor body, and both of them would be cooled so that the procedure extends the time they have to work so the cells don't degenerate too quickly. So the tissue around the neck would be dissected, and major blood vessels would be joined using tiny little tubes. The spinal cord would then be cut, and the recipient's head moved to the donor body. And the ends of the spinal cord would then be fused together using this chemical called polyethylene glycol, which encourages the fat within the cell membranes to mesh together. After that, they put the person into a coma for about a month to keep them from moving around while everything heals. So he told the New Scientist that if society doesn't want this procedure, he's not going to do it. But if people in other countries other than the U.S. and Europe want it, then he's going to do it. So the first successful head transplant involved using monkeys, and it was carried out and I think at Case Western Reserve University of Cleveland, the monkey lived for about 9 days, but his immune system rejected his new head. This is just insane. I don't know. Would you want to do that? You know, if something was wrong with your body and they could give you a new body, but they have to take your head off your real body and put it on another body. I mean, this is creeping me out. Whew. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
I don't know. I read that stuff and I think there's some things worse than dying. You know? I'm sorry. All right. I think there was a movie on that. Wasn't there a movie on that, Frank? I think there was. Where these women were in, one was in a tragic accident and one had a brain aneurysm or something. And they swapped heads and bodies. It was, one woman survived, but they had one body and one head. They had to bring them together somehow. It was crazy. All right, we're going to talk about some medical blunders after that report. Now, national media campaigns, they spend millions of dollars on the golden child of healthcare, scientific medicine, reports too numerous really to count, really sing the praises of modern medicine, and they make bold statements like, you know, bacterial infections and disease will have been practically eradicated by medical science. So if we were to believe all this propaganda on medical science, we would have the impression that, you know, it's a profession that can do no wrong or harm. Oh, wait, some people think that. Well, what most people fail to see is that most scientific medical treatments are basically educated guesses or a hypothesis. I have an older brother that calls it the SWAG method, and it stands for scientific wild-ass guess. So some may think the odds of, you know, major mistakes happening during treatments are, you know, slight compared to the number of the procedures carried out each year that are successful. But underwriters would disagree, as malpractice insurance is one of the most expensive budget items for doctors and hospitals. So the risk is calculated, and this determines the malpractice premiums. So we're going to take a look at what can occur when allopathic medicine makes a mistake. Let's look at these trusted healthcare providers for a minute, because receiving medical treatment today can be as risky as Russian roulette. So just ask the family of a 17-year-old girl called Jessica Santillan, who underwent a heart and lung transplant, but the surgeons at Duke University Medical Center in Durham, North Carolina, well, they installed organs from the wrong donor who had the wrong blood type. I read that and I go, well, do they have just a bunch of organs laying around, you know, and they just pick them out of the container and plug them into people? I don't know. So, I mean, how many hearts and lungs do you have over there? All right, well, unfortunately, Jessica suffered brain damage from the procedure because, you know, it was wrong, and she died 2 weeks later. It was determined later that a lack of safeguards were to blame. So how about, you know, this person in New York who sought help from this is a couple in New York who sought the help of a fertility clinic. And they wanted to do an in vitro procedure using the couple's own egg and sperm. So apparently there was a mistake when the clinic used someone else's sperm to fertilize the wife's egg, and she gave birth to a child with a different skin color than they had. So there are also, how about this 47-year-old veteran who went to a Los Angeles VA medical center where it was determined that his testicle pain required surgery. It's its left testicle, and doctors instead removed the healthy right one. There are hundreds, if not thousands, of people who have had surgery and later found out the surgeon left medical instruments inside them. And these mistakes cost millions a year and cause long-term consequences. So How about the 67-year-old female who was admitted to the hospital for a neurological problem and was treated to cardiac electrophysiology treatments instead, which basically what they did is they prepped her for heart surgery and that was scheduled. So if you know anything about this procedure, what they do is they make an incision in your groin and they puncture your artery and thread a tube up. They snake it up to the heart. There's a lot of risk of infection, bleeding, and even heart attack. So this woman who went to the hospital for a neurological procedure winds up on the table for heart surgery. She was on the operation table an hour when her attending physician came looking for her, found her in the OR. This is a basic mistake of returning the patient to the wrong floor, the wrong room, and then the surgeon not reading the patient's chart before surgery. These mistakes are not isolated ones, folks. If you work in medicine, like I did, you saw some stuff. All right, let's talk about repeated mistakes. You think these are, you know, only one-timers? So if you live near Rhode Island and you go to the Rhode Island Hospital, be aware they have a history of repeating devastating surgical mistakes. In 2007, a neurosurgeon operated on the wrong side of a patient's brain. Can you imagine drilling and making a hole in someone's skull in the wrong place? Well, this happens more often than not. When operating room staff post x-rays upside down or they flip them to the wrong side, this particular hospital had doctors perform brain surgery on the wrong side 3 times on 3 different patients. So when I used to work for neurosurgeons, neurologists, work for both actually, and they were in Charlotte, North Carolina, and this kind of mistake happened, and the patients were lied to. Mm-hmm. For example, a patient went into surgery for a cervical laminectomy, and the x-ray was posted upside down on the screen. The surgeon didn't bother to check the records and proceeded to make his incision in the wrong area. And when he discovered that the vertebrae was perfectly healthy, he realized his mistake, and then they flipped the x-ray to the proper position, and then he made the incision in the cervical area of the spine to make his operation complete, where he dealt with a collapsed disc. So a cervical laminectomy became a lumbar laminectomy, and the patient was told by the surgeon that he thought he saw something on the x-ray, and he did some exploratory surgery. Now the patient says, oh, what a spot-on doctor I have. He's just so alert, and he cares so much for me. Well, the risk was entirely the patient's. The cost of the OR time was added. The extra anesthesia was added. This was all charged to the patient, so the doctor's mistake cost the patient money. Plus, you know, the risk of infection with another incision. All right, let's talk about some valuable organs. Because many patients have entered the hospital and have lost a valuable, healthy organ. Take, for example, a patient who was admitted to Park Nicolet Methodist Hospital in St. Louis Park, Minnesota, for a tumor thought to be cancerous on his kidney. He had surgery to remove the sick kidney, but the next day the pathology department notified the medical staff that the surgeon removed the wrong kidney because the kidney they had was perfectly healthy. So the patient was left to survive with one sick kidney until he could have a kidney transplant. All right, let's look at the physical and emotional trauma. Also, we can't forget that sometimes procedures can be so horrific they have lasting effects. Working for anesthesiologists, I used to work for them too, I was educated really about how tricky anesthetics can be. So a West Virginian man was admitted to Raleigh General Hospital in Beckley, West Virginia for abdominal exploratory surgery. And the anesthesiologist gave the patient the drugs to prepare him for the surgery. You know, they come into your room And they maybe give you a pill or a shot. And this is to make you drowsy and get you ready for surgery. These are the PrEP drugs, and they're not really the gas anesthesia that the patient usually gets in the OR. So the gas anesthesia is the one that renders the patient unconscious, right? So the gas anesthesia on this particular patient was not administered properly, and the patient was unable to move or speak, but he could feel everything the surgeon was doing. How horrible is that? Ugh. Right? So the medical staff reported it was a phenomenon called anesthetic awareness. That's not what it is. It's called malpractice. See? No, I'll give it a name. Anesthesia awareness. Not our fault. Not our fault. All right, let's talk about malpractice in Hollywood, because even the stars are victims to allopathic medicine from time to time. Actor Dana Carvey was admitted to the hospital for a life-saving double heart bypass operation, only to discover later that the surgeons performed the bypass on the wrong artery. And Mr. Carvey then, 45 years old, was subjected to a second bypass operation with more risk than before. So he sued his doctors for the tune of $7.5 million. And the media reported that the surgeon stated that he made an honest mistake because Dr. Harvey had unusual arteries in his heart. Really? Unusual. So big mistakes result in paying big bucks. And this is why the underwriters rate allopathic medicine as the highest risk ever in treatments. Highest allopathic. Underwriters, no risk. Right? All right. Let's talk about the mistakes and misdeeds, because the medical science area is so full of error, both intentional and unintentional, or unintentional and how do you ever want to say it? There are scientists that study these misdeeds. They're so prevalent. There are actually scientists that look at the mistakes, and that's what they study. So we've all read the headlines that, you know, pharmaceutical compounding companies have dispensed contaminated product like the steroids that were causing fungal meningitis. So this is not uncommon. And according to New Scientist report, there are so many lax regulations in the pharmaceutical industry that the safety standards for drugs are shockingly unregulated by the FDA. Now, the peer-reviewed journals, which, you know, publish that scientific study information doctors all read to help treat patients, well, they're supposed to be reviewed by scientists to check the research by the authors, but sometimes this isn't what happens. According to Retraction Watch, the reviews may be done by the scientist author themselves or his friends. Now, some journal editors were also put on guard when reviews were submitted just 24 hours after the report was submitted. That's too fast. That's too fast to do a review. It's normally not enough time for scientists to check the research. So in the 80s, when the drug companies were pumping out all those new heart drugs, well, the National Institutes for Health found that the data on 100 published studies had been made up. Just take it out of the air, make it up, you know? So Harvard researcher John Darcy was charged with faking the data in his heart studies. And a similar problem happened to Robert Slutsky. He was a cardiac radiology specialist. He was faking his research, too. He apparently was writing a new research article to be published in these journals every 10 days. And he was very persuasive to have more prominent physicians and scientists than he was to attach their names to his articles so they'd get published. So there are hundreds of these fraudulent activities in medical science that have harmed countless patients. And the underwriters of malpractice insurance understand this all too well. Yes, they do. All right, let's talk about no malpractice insurance needed at all, right? There is an area of the healing arts that does not require malpractice insurance. And the reason is because the risk of people being harmed is very low or non-existent. The natural therapy area, it doesn't require any malpractice insurance because it is a natural approach to helping the body balance and heal itself. So there are no evasive procedures. There's no toxic treatments that would send off alarms to the underwriters, and therefore there's really essentially no risk. Zero, basically, according to them. So the next time you consider medical treatments, ask yourself if it is necessary and if it will make your body stronger and less dependent on medications. So allopathic medicine, folks, you know, I've said this before, has its place with regards to trauma, but very little to offer in the areas of preventative health care. Disease management is their bread and butter, and therefore they're only going to reduce symptoms and not address the cause of the problem. So this is the underwriter's understanding, and they understand it all too well. All right, let's talk about no insurance card required because, you know, if you are interested in natural therapies that will strengthen your body and help it to balance and recover, then seek out this information to help you accomplish that, you know. A good place you could start is the Power Herbs ebook. It's a 400-page natural therapy herb secret book. It'll help you, it'll show you how you take away toxins and boost your immune system, two major areas of the system that will help you avoid a lot of problems. So you're also going to find this book, and it's just $14.99, on the powerherbs.com website. Yep, just $14.99. And the folks at Apothecary Herbs are also experts at organ cleansing and immune-boosting products, and they're certified organic, and they can show you how to properly detoxify your system and improve function. You can say goodbye to the risks of allopathic medicine and empower yourself. So call Apothecary Herbs and ask for their free product catalog. Toll free at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277. Or you can go on their website, thepowerherbs.com. Hey, you can get there, type in herbtalklive.com. But thepowerherbs.com, that's where your healthcare options just became endless. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Certified organic, grown to tilth standards, non-GMO, naturally aged, cold pressed, all the alkaloids are there, power's there, you'll be empowered, and you will not be going back to the other stuff. Nope, you won't. You just won't. Well, I see by the clock we're going to have to take a break, but you know what we're going to talk about when we come back? A whole lot of stuff. We're going to talk about the synergistic effect when you use herbs in pairs or combinations, and there's a way to do that. We're going to show you how. We'll be right back.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Urgent. Yes, we got to get this information out and empower people, so we're going to do that. All right, we're going to talk about the gift of synergy, because that's what it is. It is truly a gift from God. If you could predict the influences in your life, you would, right? We can't always predict outcomes, especially when there is more than one influence involved. However, there is this old saying, two heads are better than one. So two or more influences working together can enhance or even hinder an outcome. So it reminds me of this old biblical teaching of being unequally yoked. In other words, you know, you put two plow animals together which do not want to go in the same direction, then you got a problem. And for several hundred years, science has been trying to understand why certain nutrients work in foods and to improve health, but not when they're put into drugs. So just because science has not discovered the answer that it wants doesn't mean that there's no benefit in certain foods and herbs in their sources. So we're going to talk about that. First, I want to talk about the Greeks, because in the Greek culture, they talked about elements that work in harmony together, and they call it synergy. Synergy in the Greek means working together. And scientifically speaking, it refers to a phenomenon that involves two or more elements working together to create an effect greater than the effect involving using the elements separately. So you get more action and more power. Now, then there's the thing, this, you know, that you've heard the opposites attract. Just like, you know, the plow animals that may refuse to walk in the same direction, when you don't have cooperation, you have an antagonism. So here you have two influences, and their combined effort is less than it would be if you expected from just one of the animals working. So it's negating, it's taking away. So it's the opposite of synergistic. Now, the phenomenon of synergy, really not new. It can be traced back to biblical times, where the Apostle Paul mentions mankind's duty to work with or in accordance with God's laws and ordinances. You'll find that in Romans chapter 8. So Paul gives an analogy of a divine cosmic cooperation, that we are fellow workers with God cultivating a harvest of believers. That's in 1 Corinthians 3. However, by 1925, the whole idea of synergy really took more of a scientific tone. So let's talk about the theory of drug synergy. The drug companies quickly took up the theory of drugs interacting with our chemistry to enhance effects. Preparations of a codeine and ibuprofen were used to exploit the synergistic action of the pain reliever. So this approach is used with even antidepressants and street drugs. Unfortunately, negative effects were not predicted. So the combinations man assembled caused a greater reaction than the elements used in an individual basis. So what happens when drugs are combined to enhance their synergistic effect, there is an exaggerated or an exploited effect, and this exaggerated effect in most cases will produce respiratory depression or arrest, which can even be fatal. You know, pretty bad side effects, basically. Well, let's talk about what the EPA says about synergy. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has its own definition of synergy. It is used to assess risk management for toxic elements. So the EPA synergy means a mixture response that exceeds the prediction from a dose addition. So if you have a dose and you add another dose, they try to get the response and see what the predicted response is going to be. So the EPA emphasizes that synergy doesn't mean a mixture is dangerous. Doesn't mean that to them. They also state that an antagonism element doesn't always make a mixture safe, and each depends on the added dose. So anything could happen in the EPA handbook. Let's talk about human chemistry, because if you think about it, the chemistry you have with your coworkers, your spouse, your children, is an interaction, and it's really synergy. Human behavior alone is one thing, but add another person and the outcome can be different. So Americans during World War II who sacrificed and came together under a common goal really is an example of human synergy. That's cool. So why does synergy matter? Well, we don't often notice that our big banks, our governments, and our corporations tend to exploit synergy, but they do. Campbell Soup, Ford Motor Company, Disney World, and the Alphabet News Networks all use Synergy. So when Walt Disney licensed the character Mickey Mouse out to other firms and to use it in ads, this was an advertising synergy. So a sponsor sign displayed on the side of a racetrack is another example of business synergy, and we call it merchandising. Well, let's get to the real good part, which is the synergistic effect of herbs. There have been a number of studies that have been done on the synergistic effect of herbs, and in some studies, it was suggested that the herbs contain synergistic actions which may be responsible for a therapeutic efficiency of the products. So science is busy kind of studying, analyzing, and probing the mechanisms and ingredient molecules of your herbs and their interactions to understand how they are working. One interesting report on this is by the skeptical pharmacist and PhD David Kroll. He reported his report appeared in the scientific-based medicine site called sciencebasedmedicine.org. Now, he says, when I was reading his report a quarter of the way down his article, you start to get at the meat of his topic of whether herbs, when used medicinally, have any synergistic advantages. Now, he does mention a paper by Dr. Nadia Ketch, which was published in the Journal of Natural Products back in 2011. And the herb that was dissected and analyzed by the North Carolina Department of Chemistry and Biochemistry in Greensboro and was used in a variety of analytical chemistry techniques was golden seal. So we're getting to this golden seal herb. Now, Dr. Ketch and her team used some alcohol and some solvents and flash chromatography to separate the plant chemicals, to identify them, and then try to observe their synergistic effect on an infectious agent like staph or some other bacterial infection. Now, with regard to the golden seal, it does have this chemical berberine, and it has this antibacterial action, and it's enhanced significantly when it's accompanied by three other flavonoids. All right, so the synergistic action of golden seal was increased by a factor of 16 when these elements are all brought together. And they haven't figured out yet, and there's further study to be made to reveal the other secrets that these herbs, such as golden seal, that God created have. One of them would be, you know, dandelion root. They can't figure out why dandelion root kills all known cancer cells. They want to make a drug out of it. Just don't spray it with Roundup. All right, let's talk about the polypharmacy, because in another report by complementary medicine physician Michael McIntyre, he found more information on the synergistic benefits of whole foods and herbs. Now, in McIntyre's background, it was in natural medicine, and it's pretty extensive, and he writes about the chemical components of herbs and their synergistic effects. So what I've been saying for a lot of years is that whole food chemicals and herbs work together when they're intact. They haven't been messed with or they haven't been stripped. So a strong alkaloids in your plants will have buffer alkaloids for the mineral and enzyme and flavonoid uptake. So that's it goes together. It's like, you know, two shoes. So the whole food nutrition and food and herbs will allow the body to use these chemicals and void out residues without side effects. So it's only going to use what it needs, and it naturally will get rid of the rest. So herbs work like foods to nourish and restore your body. So McIntyre recalls this synergy of a plant chemical. These plant chemicals, the synergistic effect he describes as an orchestra of chemicals working together like musicians to perform this great symphony or job in your body. So together the chemicals in a particular herb have more effect than if they were just isolated and used separately. And that, by the way, is how you make a pharmaceutical drug, is you separate alkaloids and just take what you want, add fillers, patent it, and bam, charge you $10 a pill. But then you have side effects, and they wonder why. Now, with this principle in mind, herbalists have known down through the centuries that when you combine certain herbs, it may maximize the synergistic effect, and it's called polypharmacy. So when you have more than one herb, it's called polypharmacy, or polyherbs. A lot of times they'll call them polyherbs. Therefore, polypharmacy is really a product of hundreds of years of herbal experience that's handed down through the generations, right? It's traditional herbal medicine. Well, let's talk about breaking the mold, because the concept of polypharmacy does not fit into modern scientific medicine. It's not their model. That's not how they make their pharmaceutical drugs. And as you know, most drugs initially came from one plant chemical that was isolated and was considered by medicine to be pure and superior to the original plant source itself. So drug companies are only really interested in the strong alkaloid plant chemicals perceived to make significant change in the body, and the rest they discard as having no value. Therefore, you have prescription drugs causing secondary diseases, also known as side effects, because the buffer alkaloids are not there. So I think it's ironic that science does not value polypharmacy in its original state of its synergistic value, you know, the plant chemicals put there by God, but they'll prescribe multiple drugs in hopes of they'll create their own synergistic effect, right? So pharmacists admit that the second drug will modify the first drug. And what that modification is, they don't know. They'll admit it. You know, one drug, 100 chemical changes to your metabolism, add another one, they have no idea. 100 times 100, that's a lot of chemical changes. Well, let's talk about plant medicine, because the master of all this is really God, right? He says herbs are here for the service of man in Psalms 104. And he also said herbs are meat in Genesis chapter 1, and I believe that. So your medicinal herbs will work best if they are organic, they're processed without a lot of heat, it contains all the whole food nutrition that the herbs were created with, and you'll reap the synergistic benefits of herbs that are designed to have all its nutrition working synergistically together. So if you want to maximize some of the medicinal benefits, sometimes you can add one herb to another to boost that action. An example would be some immune-boosting herbs like echinacea root. Add some circulatory herb like a hot cayenne, and it just delivers the benefits of your immune-boosting echinacea through the system quickly. So it just maximizes the effect synergistically. So there you go. If you would like to learn more about herbs, then I encourage you all to start somewhere. And I can recommend the Power Herbs ebook. It's just $14.99 at the powerherbs.com website. And it's delivered to you via email. And you can just save it to your computer. And that way you can have it always on your computer. And learn, there's an herb symptom reference guide in there too, so it's kind of neat. It's 400 pages, so you'll learn even how to make your own herbal tinctures if you want to. So thepowerherbs.com, pick up the Power Herbs ebook. Of course, Apothecary Herbs, that's their website, will also offer you a free product catalog as well as many of their specialized formulas in immune boosting and organ cleansing. So check that out when you can. All right, we got some time here, and I think, let's see, you know, I might have to save my blood clot segment for another day because it's a lot of information. We don't want to miss any of that. So, and we're going to shift gears then. We're going to talk about what doctors won't do. A lot of people wonder what their doctors will or won't do. You know, what do doctors do when they're the patient, right? Are they really good patients? Well, some physicians will be honest, and they'll tell you that what they recommend as treatments for their patients, they themselves would avoid like the plague. So everyone knows that a majority of doctors don't have sufficient training using a lot of nutrition as a treatment plan for disease. Now, some doctors are, you know, speaking out against some of their profession, exposing the myths and cons of some treatments like vaccines, and some drugs. So we're going to take a look at some of the major health conditions and what doctors, how they react when they become the patient in those situations. While there are some myths, folks need to remember that medicine, just like any business, is driven by profits. I know we like to think of our compassionate, caring doctors and nurses in the field. Some of them are, but most of it is all about money. Now, the cardiologist and author Dr. Stefan Sinatra, I know, nice name, huh? He informs people that cholesterol and heart disease is practically all made up to sell cholesterol drugs. He points out that heart doctors would rather write you a prescription for a drug rather than address the real cause of your heart problem, which is really lifestyle. So for the most part, patients are kind of lazy. Let me just have my prescription pill, pop that pill, and just be done with it. They don't want to work on changes in lifestyle. But for the most part, doctors feel that their patients are, you know, opposed to change. They're opposed to making significant and important changes in the way they live to improve their health. So they complain their patients are just not motivated to help themselves, and they would rather just risk the side effects of a drug or surgery than to make changes. Now, that can be true for some people. There are also the physicians who believe that the drugs they prescribed are not addressing the whole body to bring into balance. So doctors say that a majority of patients will visit them and say something like, well, run your test and tell me what I'm dying from and then give me a prescription. Well, there are some other factors. The human body operates in a combination of chemical, hormonal, and mineral functions. So there are numerous stimuli that can get these functions off track, like, you know, chemical toxicity, injury, emotional trauma, depression. So these factors in themselves can bring about heart disease. And Dr. Sinatra is one cardiologist that will admit that lowering cholesterol with drugs to address heart problems has limited benefits, and that cholesterol is a minor factor in heart disease. He says addressing the body as a whole offers heart patients a better chance at reversing their disease and avoiding adverse events like drug side effects, heart attack, death, you know, bypass surgery, and so on. Now, there are some certain medical treatments doctors will refuse for themselves, like they won't take sleep aids, they won't take statin drugs, and they won't allow a hospital order for resuscitation to be part of their life. According to Dr. Malcolm Kendrick, author of The Great Cholesterol Con, he says that statin drugs will do more harm than good. And he's another physician who states that the drug won't prevent heart disease because cholesterol is a minor player in this condition. He says this would explain why Europeans who have higher cholesterol levels than we do consume more omega-3 fatty acids than we do, and they live longer without heart disease. In comparison, the statin drug offers burdensome side effects like muscle and joint pain, muscle weakness, hair loss, depression, and impotence. So these sleep aids doctors won't use because they don't promote a natural sleep cycle. And the sleep aids work more like an anesthetic to knock you out. According to Dr. Guy Meadows of the Sleep School, he says long-term use of sleep aids will corrupt the body's ability to naturally go to sleep. An example of this would be singer Michael Jackson. So the side effects of the sleep aids are evident, with grogginess after waking, memory loss, and confusion. You know, your brain is just like, what did you do? So these drugs actually have a rebound effect, and the user will experience insomnia worse than when he started taking the sleep medications. Some other drugs that doctors won't use are pain drugs. Doctors don't want to get into being addicted to pain. Many may take non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs like ibuprofen, but they do put your internal organs at risk. According to integrated health physician Dr. Wendy Denning, pain meds can put you at risk of developing high blood pressure, stomach ulcers, irritable bowel syndrome, dizziness, and organ failure. She reports that some pain drugs, such as ibuprofen and volatarin, can increase your risk of heart attack by 11 to 23%. And she recommends that to her patients to switch their diets, to eat more fresh fruits and vegetables, maybe use some Epsom salt for the achy muscles and fish oil and other natural supplements. Well, I know I'm quickly running out of time, so I won't be able to finish all of this, but what do doctors say about drugs that are prescribed to treat depression? Well, over 18 million Americans, or 1 in 10, are diagnosed with clinical depression, and they're put on antidepressants. Dr. Mizimo Stokchai, director of Harley Street Psychology, has stated he'd never take antidepressants because it is very addictive. These drugs have side effects, and according to this doctor, antidepressants will numb your emotions. So some drugs are so powerful that they can sear your consciousness and make you apathetic. So patients taking antidepressants can have the inability to connect with their emotions like empathy and sympathy. And I've seen people on these drugs. They walk around kind of like robots. They admit that they, you know, they don't get enough out of their day and they feel like they're not in control. They have this kind of monotone speech pattern too. It's kind of weird. You ask them how they're doing, how are you doing? And they're like, I'm fine. And not real convincing, but you know, that's just how it is. So a lot of them have their brain on autopilot. It's almost like, you know, a lobotomy, if you will, from chemicals in the drugs. So coming off these drugs is pretty much a challenge. Patients are put on drugs rather than address their depression. But when they come off the drugs, they still have the depression. And now they have the addiction on top of it. So it's really bad. Now, it's impressive for anyone to do their, it's imperative, I should say, for anyone to do their own investigation regarding any medical treatments or drugs that are recommended to them. That even includes vaccination. There are more physicians coming forward that they are admitting that they don't vaccinate their own family members. So the Affordable Care Act really has spurred this investigative step into more vaccines, and they'll be leveraged through the government healthcare plan. So be aware of that. So you have to do your due diligence out there and take care of yourself. And basically, one way to do that is to take care of the basics. You want to make sure your system's clean, no toxins. You want to boost immune system. You want a really good lifestyle. Some more fruits and vegetables and whole grains, more water, less, you know, sugar and processed salt. Get the real heart-friendly salt if you want to have salt. It won't create a hypertension issue. You'll find that salt. It's called Celtic Sea Salts on the PowerHerbs.com website. Just look under the cardio area or the salt area, and you'll see that. So there's lots you can do, and you will be empowered. And I learned over 20 years ago just how powerful herbs are and just how powerful they make me. Yeah. I mean, okay, I'm 54 years old, and I have a blood pressure of 100 over 60. Seriously, people look at you strange. You're not on any drugs? No. So you can do that, too. You can be free of the dependency of medical drugs. Drugs for life is what I call them, because they only weaken the system. They don't strengthen it. Always ask yourself, is the therapy going to strengthen me or weaken me? There's the beginning of knowledge in a nutshell right there. So just remember, allopathic medicine's okay for trauma, but for preventative stuff, you can do better. I'm out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.